Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Eitan Gilboa, he's from the Center of International Communications, talking about Shin Bet. And firstly, they've broken away from their MO, their modus operandi, which is behavior, right? In that they have published a report. So let's have that conversation. Joining me right now is Professor Emeritus Eitan Gilboa. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Lovely to speak to you. Thank you so much. And happy 2025 for you. So for the first time in years, Shin Bet has made a dramatic change to the way that they, well, in releasing their operations report. So what does the report say?
Well, I think it's an adequate response to the failure of all the Israeli security agencies, including the security agency, on October 7th. It took them a whole year to formulate new ideas and new procedures to make sure that such an event would not occur in the future. And it means primarily more emphasis on human intelligence instead of technology. Israel has relied too much on super technology. This is okay. Israel is known as the startup nation, but technology can never replace human beings. And so the idea now is to go back to the basics of intelligence, prevention, and espionage that we were used to before technology took over. So this would mean a complete reorganization of several departments inside the security agency. Incidentally, just yesterday, the organization published a report about its activities in 2024, and the number of terrorist planes increased tremendously. So it seems that these challenges of preventing major terrorist actions also contributed to the decision at the security agency to plan and implement a complete overhaul of major operations.
That's so interesting. Does Gaza have an airport?
No. The plan was to have an airport at Dahaniya. But when it became clear that Gazans are not intending to live in peace with Israel, but the other way around, and are planning or smuggling weapons and machinery to produce weapons, including all kinds of missiles, the idea or the plan to build an airport at the southern part of Gaza was canceled.
What a crazy situation. What do you think personally should happen to Gaza?
This is still being debated both in Israel, the United States, and other places. It's obvious that, number one, Hamas could not stay as a ruler of Gaza. Hamas has to go. And I think the war could have ended today if Hamas leaders said they are stopping the war and get out of Gaza. We heard yesterday about some tragedies of babies dying. And the responsibility for dying babies is not on Israel. It is 100% on Hamas. So Hamas has to go. And there's much agreement among Arab states and the United States and other places that Hamas has to go. On the other hand, Israel is not interested in occupying or keeping a military force in Gaza for a long time. So any solution has to be found between what is being done now in Gaza, which means Israeli presence there, Israeli military presence there, and the ejection of Hamas from the place.
I just look at this and I just think, you know, I keep having to remind myself that October the 7th was about the normalization of ties between the Arab world and Israel. That's why this is happening. Whoever...
Yes.
So you get rid of Hamas, yes. And it's another snake. It is another head that is going to pop up. Because if the goal is to get rid of Israel, no amount of eliminating this organization, that terrorist organization, is going to change that. It's just going to be another head. You know, it's that hydra. You cut off one head and another 10 come out. Because the Arab world have one goal, and that is elimination of Israel. So the minute you have Saudi Arabia and Morocco and you have all these different nations, Arab nations, that are saying, well, you know what, actually... You know, let's make peace. I mean, Anwar Sadat was assassinated because of it. And the world just doesn't see it. And here we are talking about Hamas and what's going to happen after Hamas. And it's nonsensical. It doesn't make sense to me anymore, Professor Gilbert.
I think you're quite right. But I would not generalize too much about the Arab world.
Yes.
There are all kinds of attitudes in the Arab world. And I have been thinking about October 7 recently, and perhaps Israel was lucky to that massacre to happen. This is perhaps too provocative to say, but I can imagine, based on what the Israeli army found in southern Lebanon,
yes,
where they assembled a huge amount of weapons, and they built many bases from which thousands of Radwan forces, this is the elite force of Hezbollah, they were preparing for a major assault on Israel from the north, a surprise assault on Israel from the north, from the north, Hamas from the south, and a major uprising inside Israel by Israeli Arabs, and perhaps attacks also from Syria. And that plan, which Iran was behind it, probably for 2026 or maybe 27, Hamas simply thought that the time was ripe for that kind of assault. But I think by this attack, which caused a tremendous tragedy in Israel, perhaps the more general idea of Iran and its proxies in the Middle East to eliminate Israel, this plan is now being destroyed because Hamas is being destroyed, Hezbollah, Syria has changed, and the new ruler of Syria have a long account to settle with Iran. And so I think perhaps from that tragedy, enormous tragedy of October 7, perhaps something else would emerge, and that is Israel's restoring of deterrence and military capability to defend itself for any future new attempt by its enemies to destroy and eradicate it.
Professor Gilbert, that is where we leave it today. Thank you so much for doing what you do. I wish you and your family a very, very happy, blessed 2025.